Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The 2024 violence survey conducted by RCS in partnership with the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative shows a slight decrease in the number of murders in the country, while gender-based violence stats continue to rise. Now in its fifth iteration, the survey also has a specific focus on the impact of violence on business in South Africa. Sandy Richardson is HR exec at RCS and joins me on the program now to look at some of the findings. And Sandy, firstly then, how has the severity of violence in the country increased despite fewer reported crimes?
It is. Thank you again for making the time to highlight such an important topic. We've been running the survey since 2020. So the benefit is that we have year-on-year comparisons. And yes, as you say, despite, lower reportings, there are certainly trends that remain a huge concern in the report. So if we just look at the community, we see there is still an increase in incidents of individuals being threatened by weapons. We still see a very strong increase in physical attacks, which cause injuries. But what's really alarming is the reported kidnappings, Jeremy. So we see this increase from 11% last year to 16%, with a much higher prevalence in the Western Cape alone. And what is really disturbing is the huge increase, so nearly double. So back in 2020, when we started the survey, 18% of our respondents said that they never felt safe. And this has now doubled in 2024 to 36%.
Sandy Richardson, let's focus now on the violence in the survey itself as it applies to business in South Africa. And you mention the very disturbing trend of community violence. That obviously has an impact on employee absenteeism. That has an impact on productivity.
Absolutely. We started the survey in the communities and then branched it out into business. Because for us as employers, these are individuals that we are ultimately hiring, employing and caring for. When we look at the ripple effects of violence into corporate, half of the corporate respondents reported that community violence is a major factor in absenteeism. Absolutely. This then sees nearly 70% of corporates saying it impacts productivity. But what's really sad, you know, Jeremy, in a world where people are looking for opportunities, I see all the time in my role as an HR executive, people want to grow their careers, you know. But a quarter of my peers who've answered this survey said that absenteeism hampers an employee's career growth. You can just imagine if you have been a victim of violence or someone in your family, you know, you can't possibly concentrate and give your all at work. And that effectively impacts your career trajectory.
Does the survey, Sandy, say anything about how businesses are adapting to the psychological effects of violence on the work on their workforce?
Absolutely. What was very interesting for us was that the number of corporates actually said that, you know, it was in terms of those taking actions against violence or supporting their staff, the respondents generally, we saw a decrease in corporates who said they were actively taking steps to assist their employees. So that was quite a decrease from 72% to 62%. But I would be cautious because when we actually looked at the detail of the survey, what we do see is there are certain interventions that remain consistent. So corporates almost become the norm is offering transport, accommodation, and counseling. So it's almost softened where corporates, I suppose, are doing things without even realizing that it is linked to this violence.
Part of the problem, and it's not just a workplace issue, of course, is GBV, gender-based violence. That remains, of course, a persistent issue in the workplace and often very difficult to deal with.
Absolutely. You know, this is something that is very complicated. And I really appreciate, you know, you raising this topic. We are approaching November, which I can hardly believe where this year is flying to. Next month, we highlight, around the world, the impacts of gender-based violence, which must stop. What is, also concerning is the amount of men that are impacted by gender-based violence. So the survey overall was fairly split from a gender perspective. And yes, of course, gender-based violence continues to have a higher impact upon women. But very, very alarmingly, we see this increase in men, where nearly 40% of the men respondents had reported being impacted by gender-based violence.
Sandy, what I'm hearing in this conversation is that we have a persistent problem. It is good that corporate South Africa understands that we do, and they are intervening where they can. But I would suggest to you that we need a sea change, whether it is in thinking or a different type of intervention. Otherwise, this trajectory is just going to continue.
Absolutely. It's going to take a multi-pronged approach. We need communities. We need business. Of course, we need the government. We absolutely need to do something urgent, and it's going to take time. Just from a lived experience, where we deal with the daily impacts in our workforce. It's taken us time. So if from a personal perspective, it takes time to first really understand what's going on, and you need to change things up. It doesn't stay constant. Mm-hmm. We now see that as a corporate, we also need to provide support to family members of our employees who are impacted. So, we need to continue this dialogue, and we need to continue to take action.
Just a final question then, and I want to try and find some light if I can. Are there any key positive trends in this violence survey that have emerged that will maybe give us a little bit of hope?
So on a small positive note, there does seem to be a decline in verbal abuse, threats of violence, and property destruction. Now, again, you also need to look at what was happening at the time of the different surveys. A couple of years ago, we had the widespread looting. Those things seem to be on the down. And then really, as you alluded to quite early on in this interview, Jeremy, is it is positive that people are more willing and more open to reporting these instances.
Sandy Richardson, thank you very much indeed. Human Resources Executive at RCS. I do appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.